What then are the challenges that the HHT community faces?
I think the biggest challenge in the HHT community now would be awareness. Best data we have suggests only about 2 out of 10 people with HHT know what they have HHT.
That's a terribly low number.
Yes, it is. And so there is a long way to go in terms of raising awareness so patients understand what they have. And a big part of this is also educating providers. Because even if a patient does the right thing and goes to a physician, says, I've got all these problems, if the physician cannot make the diagnosis of HHT, then we're going in circles.
Right.
And so awareness, both providers and patients, is one big challenge. And the second is access to care. Even if you have HHT, there are only 25 HHT centers of excellence in our country right now. And not all 25 of them are in an individual state. There are 3 centers in California, and there are a number of states without a center. And in today's world and the way things function with insurance, patients may not be able to get to an HHT center. So access to care is another big problem.
What's the way to answer those two issues, awareness and access?
I will answer the second question first. In terms of access to care, and this is something that we recently are working with the CDC and have a grant to work on, is there is a very similar disease to HHT, which is hemophilia. And hemophilia has hemophilia treatment centers that are designated comprehensive models of multidisciplinary care, and there is at least one hemophilia center in every state. What we are now working is to see if we can educate the hemophilia center team to take care of HHT, and we are conducting a pilot study right now. If that pans out, then that would be a quick solution to have HHT expertise in every state.
Yeah.
And so that is a reasonably quick answer to try and address the access question. The awareness question is a more challenging one.
More podcasts,
yes, indeed. And also, there are regional conferences. As we get more HHT centers, and they do work in their community to educate, get the word out, that's the way to get at this.